We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Penn State Sports Network, it's the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi. That's what I like. Proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions from Learfield.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter, and the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
Penn State fans, football is back, and let's celebrate with a crunch. Elevate your game experience by choosing from Utz's winning lineup of deliciously fresh and crunchy snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. They're good, and they're made in Pennsylvania, just like our own Nittany Lions. From your home to the RV lot to the senior zone, come ready to play with Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Coach James Franklin. Penn State University has become my home. The players are like family to me. My approach to coaching has always been about people and helping them be the best they can be. When I think about what I want from my financial partner, I want them to be people-focused and to champion my financial goals. PSECU checks all those boxes. PSECU members have access to competitive banking products and services, as well as member-exclusive tools designed to help them achieve more. Visit PSECU.com and become a member today.
The Nittany Lions play here. This is Penn State basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm James Franklin, head football coach, Penn State University. The best teams attract the best talent. That's true on the football field and beyond. As Penn State Health opens new locations across Central PA and delivers superior care at its existing hospitals and clinics, it's looking for talented people from all backgrounds to fill positions throughout the organization. Think you got what it takes to join an exceptional healthcare team? Apply today at PennStateHealth.org/careers.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup at LDirector's Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 5 is proud to continue its support for Penn State Athletics. Our members go to work safely every day to build the projects that are constantly increasing in demand. Whether it's watching a game, working from home, or just knowing the lights will come on when you flick the switch, you can be confident that the members of IBEW Local 5 are hard at work behind the scenes. Call us at 412-432-1400 or visit IBEW5.org.
You know, for Lions fans, athletics is more than just a series of games. It's a lifestyle. And at Highmark, we're making top-notch healthcare part of your lifestyle, too, because life, Highmark Blue Shield. The Penn State Department of Intercollegiate Athletics would like to recognize those that are blue-white partners of the Nittany Lions. Our blue-white corporate partners are Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships, MI Windows and Doors, the Pennsylvania Lottery, the Penn State Bookstore, SRS Distribution, UTS, and Wise Markets. Thanks to all of our blue-white corporate partners for their support of Penn State Athletics.
I mean, there's a growing sentiment about the Corey Classic. Would be a great burger.
It would be an outstanding meal.
Right. I mean, I'm telling you, there's just a groundswell right now. Right. It just works together so well, and you are such an institution here.
I need to be institutionalized.
I didn't want to get into that part. Alex Angelescu joins us, the head coach of the Penn State women's tennis team. First of all, great to have you here. And also congratulations on your engagement.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
And your team is 55 right now.
Yes.
And for people who don't realize, when it comes to tennis, people are 55 because they always see the top 25 in football and basketball. 55 is darn good, and you've been as high as 41 this season. What has allowed it now to come together because you have been building this?
Oh, man, it's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, let me tell you, to get it to where it is.
I remember you and I sat down when you took it over.
Yes. But it's been the commitment and really sticking to my word when it comes to building the program and getting kids that want to grow with the program. When I recruit, I'm like, hey, do you want to leave that legacy here at Penn State? Because, you know, Penn State being the name it is in sports, it's a shame that women's tennis hasn't had that brand that goes with Penn State. So for us, it was how can we get these kids that are committed and are proud to wear that Penn State Lion on their tank tops, you know? So it took a lot of grooming and trying to figure out and define our program to get those student athletes to come and compete. And now they fight for one another and just sticking to my number one core value, which is family, and just building a family, and the results will come with it. So
part of building a program is when you get a group together, they start to take ownership of it as players, as student athletes. Are you seeing that?
Yeah. So it's just getting comfortable. I think my team is so close to one another. It's kind of like, oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings, or I don't want to hold them accountable. But, you know, one thing that we're learning this season is, like, accountability isn't a bad thing. It's if you really care about the person to the left and right of you or in the locker room, you're going to hold them accountable, because that's not only going to make them better, it's going to make the team better, the program better. And the locker room talk, that's what you're talking about is what I consider a locker room talk.
Yep.
I mean, it's each year it's getting better and better, and hopefully I'm hoping that our voices that we talk about on the tennis court, it's the same discussions in the locker room. And I think that with the success that we've had this year, I think that's where it's starting.
How much has your pro experience helped you in talent evaluation, and how much has your pro experience helped you in talking to them about a pathway for them?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think whenever I deal with student athletes, whether it's on court or off court in my pro experience, It's let me put myself in their shoes and just be like, hey, when I was a student athlete, this is how I was feeling in this moment. So then that's where, you know, being a student athlete helps, having been a former student athlete helps me with that. And then also with the pro career background, you know, if over the summer they're like, hey, I want to start building my ranking, that's something where me and my assistant both have a lot of experience in, and that's where like, hey, this is the pathway we went. If we had to do it again, we would tweak this or do this, or we would have been like, hey, I would have done more of that. So I think that experience, and it's been helping us more so in the recruiting process, because a lot of kids, you know, they don't want to give up their dream just because they come to college. They're starting to realize that college is where they can mature both as a person and as a player. So
Sofia Cheklistova out of Estonia has done well for you in singles and in doubles. A, how did you convince her that Penn State was a place to go? Right? And, you know, and a lot of these come over here and they go to academies and so forth, so I know how that works. But how did you convince her about here? And what has made her effective in singles but also the ability to be effective in doubles?
Honestly, I don't know how much convincing I did. She did her own research, and she found a blogger that was like talking about Penn State and what a great place it is. And she did a day in a life, and she's like, wow, this is a place where I can really see myself. So the recruiting with her was a little bit easier, but it was kind of, you know, that's the student life, but let me tell you about the athlete life. And she was somebody that had ridiculous potential. I think a lot of schools kind of like brushed her over and was like, hey, she's not quite there. And that's something in my recruiting process. I'm like, hey, I'm looking for the diamond in the rough, you know? Mm-hmm. And Soph was that diamond in the rough. You know, she started playing three for us, and now she's the second highest ranked Penn Stater that we've had in our program.
Yeah.
So, you know, from singles and doubles, I mean, Soph, when she came in, she didn't have the confidence to play the game that she knew she could play.
But that's the diamond in the rough part of it.
Exactly. So it took a lot of time to make her believe that, like, hey, this is what we see. Like, you can do it. And I think the team helped her believe that, too. And I think that she transitioned her game from being more defensive to being a little bit more offensive. And that's where it's translated into doubles, too, because she's more comfortable coming into the net, into the court, and taking, you know, taking names and taking the ball and being aggressive with it.
In doubles, how much has the pairing with Carla Garbo meant for her?
Really, really good. I mean, Carla comes from Kentucky, where she came to us to do her fifth year COVID year, which, you know, for me, when we were recruiting this class, we have a pretty young team. We had no seniors, so it was really important to me to get some grad students, somebody with experience, and especially playing at a top program like Kentucky. And Carla just had so much experience, and I think partnering her with Soph, she's sharing her experience with Soph, and that's where the duo has so many tools in their toolbox, and they're just bouncing off of one another, and that's where their success is coming from.
A mere 55 miles away is Williamsport.
Yes.
So Olivia Dorner's from there. She's just a freshman. What do you see in her that has allowed her to be a key part of your lineup and will be a key part of your lineup moving forward?
I mean, it goes back to that diamond in the rough. I don't know why I like to dig out those diamonds, but I mean...
I think I've been around you enough to know you're a teacher.
Yes.
Right? Teachers teach diamonds in the rough to then suddenly be cut in the right spot.
100%. And I think that it comes... is teaching them to believe, and it goes back to that conversation, because they all, like I tell the team, everybody can hit a tennis ball, but not everybody can believe that they can, right? So for her, it's the potential that she has, getting that match experience. I mean, being from a small town in Williamsport, she didn't have the players to practice against or play the tournaments that she should have played and stuff like that. So she was really developed in tennis, but underdeveloped when it came to match experience. And I think that, you know, coming into college, it's kind of like, oh, I don't have any pressure or nerves or something that, you know, in tournaments you put on yourself and you have those expectations. And I think Liv came in and was like, hey, I'm going to do my best. And she's done phenomenal for us. I mean, coming in as a lone freshman is never easy. And coming in and being a lock for us in the lineup has been, I couldn't have asked for a better freshman than Liv.
She's 11-5. That's not bad.
Yep.
That's a good start. You have scheduled, though, in also such a way where 12 of your opponents are ranked in the top 75. How important was that scheduling based on the team that you had?
It was my belief in them that they could compete against those teams. And I think that, you know, I say it, but showing them like, hey, I put these schools on our schedule because I believe that you guys can get it done. And I think that they were like, oh, wow, these are opportunities that we've never had before. And, you know, if I look at the schedules from previous years from Penn State, it's like, We had a couple of those opportunities, but I wanted, these girls worked too hard for me not to give them the opportunities to take down a big name, take down a top 25 team or 50 team, whatever it is. So I felt like they deserve it. I thought it's a team that's very, very talented. And with each year, I just feel like the belief just goes up and up. So.
And some of those wins are Harvard, West Virginia, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Was there a point, and there's still a long way to go in this season.
For sure.
But was there a point where you won over somebody where it told you, all right, guys, we're on the right path?
Definitely the win against Kentucky.
Yeah, they're 45, yeah.
Yeah, and they just beat Florida. That's a top 20 team. So for us, it was we played Kentucky last year at their place. We were up 3-0, thought it was looking good. And then we lost a tough 4-3. It came down to one of my sophomores, and we couldn't close it out. So for us, that was a loss that really stung and one that, like, we carried with us throughout the season. So when we played them here at home, it was like, okay, that sting, let's get our revenge. Let's show that we're better than what we were last year. And I think them coming out, I think also it was tough for Carla Garbao, who was playing against her former teammate, former doubles player. I mean, it was a lot of emotions that went into it. But the team, I think that was like, oh, my gosh, we beat Kentucky. And not only did we beat Kentucky, we beat them handedly.
Yes.
So that's where they were like, okay, we can actually go toe-to-toe with these top teams.
Sunday at 11 a.m., it will be Indiana.
Yes.
Just some quick thoughts on that, because – in this, you just have to keep going. It's always next. That's next.
Yes. So Indiana's always tricky.
Yeah.
You know, since I've been a head coach, we've beat them and we've also lost to them. You know, like tennis is that funny game that anybody can beat anybody on any given day. You know, so it's one that like we've had better success than them this season, but that doesn't mean we need to write them off. And it might be our first home match where we're outside. So that's something that's really exciting, and that has its own challenges and elements that go into it. So it'll be an interesting match, but I think it's after losing to Wisconsin, it's going to be a good bounce back for us and then have a weekend off because it's been a while.
Yeah, exactly. But you talk about being outside. What's the greatest variable outside? Is it the wind?
Probably, that's a great question. Depends who you ask. Yeah. For me, I like the wind. I didn't like the heat. So for us, we went down to Florida, and the heat was killing us down there. So any chance that we could find shade, I mean, we were like ghosts putting up the amount of sunscreen on us. So it's not supposed to be too hot, but I think for us it's the wind. I think it's the slowness of the tennis courts as well.
Yeah. I mean, surface plays a big role in all of this. That's why, for example, for years, I'll use a men's example, but Nadal was always almost unbeatable on clay.
Mm-hmm.
Put him on a hard court or on grass, he would struggle just a bit. What is the personality of this court when you're outside when you do play it?
For us, it's...
Yeah.
Well, a lot of our players like the indoor service. They like it a little bit faster.
Yeah.
It's something that I recruit for indoors mainly.
Sure.
So for them, it's like they're excited to be outside because we can play six in a row because our indoor facility, we only have four indoor courts.
That's
so
right.
We can't compete all six at once. So that's something that our team really looks forward to when we go outside is having all six play at once. But it is a transition. We were fortunate enough to get two good days outside before the rain came. So, but for them, it's keeping the aggressive mentality that we have indoors, outdoors as well, even though one more ball might come back just because it's a little slower. So just to be ready for the next one.
Congratulations on what you've accomplished so far.
Thank you.
And best of luck the rest of the way of the season. Sounds like you got a terrific team you're working with.
Thank you. Yes, they're awesome.
Alex Angelescu, the head coach of the Penn State women's tennis team. Chris Grassi in a moment. We'll talk about Blue White Weekend and Dick Girardi as we continue on the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi from the field at Toft Trees on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
24/7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
The Family Clothesline and State College has the perfect gear for every Penn State fan. We have officially licensed Penn State clothing and merchandise from quality brands like Nike, Yeti, Vera Bradley, and more. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
Toft Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Toft Trees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Toft Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit TofTrees.com for more information. Toft Trees Golf Resort in State College.
Lions, Tigers, and tailgates. Oh my. The college football season is always a great time of year. Besides the jerseys, the face paint, and the foam fingers, there's the food. And nothing gets you more fired up for game day than Eckridge Smoked Sausage. They're naturally hardwood smoked and have the perfect blend of spices. From buffalo sausage dip to sausage chili mac and cheese, Eckridge Smoked Sausage is a quick way to bring flavor to all your tailgate meals. Visit Eckridge.com for easy, one-of-a-kind sausage recipes. Eckridge, you do you.
Today's game is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. This is Nittany Lion Basketball from Learfield.
Penn State fans, football is back, and let's celebrate with a crunch. Elevate your game experience by choosing from Utz's winning lineup of deliciously fresh and crunchy snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. They're good, and they're made in Pennsylvania, just like our own Nittany Lions. From your home to the RV lot to the senior zone, come ready to play with Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 5 is proud to continue its support for Penn State Athletics. Our members go to work safely every day to build the projects that are constantly increasing in demand. Whether it's watching a game, working from home, or just knowing the lights will come on when you flick the switch, you can be confident that the members of IBEW Local 5 are hard at work behind the scenes. Call us at 412-432-1400 or visit IBEW5.org.
Best Event Rental, the special event professional with 58 years of experience and the area's largest event and party inventory. Proudly serving the center region, visit their inspiring showroom in downtown State College or online at besteventcom. The award-winning Field Restaurant at Toft Trees Golf Resort offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience featuring hand-formed burgers and hand-spun milkshakes. Whether you're looking for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or dessert, the Field Restaurant has it. voted best burger and best fries 6 years running. Local Burgers, the Field Burger and Tap in State College.
Again, during the break, they hear the crowd chanting, Corey Classic, Corey Classic. Really, I was touching. All right, let's bring in Chris Grassi now, talk about Blue White Weekend, which is coming up. It's closer than people realize. It'll be April 15th. By the way, other sports that weekend, the NCAA Men's Gymnastics Championships will be taking place Friday and Saturday over at Rec Hall. Three-game weekend series at Beard Field for the Penn State softball team off to a great start with Rutgers. Men's volleyball with Charleston coming up as well, and the Rutherford Invitational in golf as well that weekend. But, of course, it all centers around the blue-white game at 2 o'clock on Saturday the 15th. Chris, let's talk about the boardwalk, because the boardwalk's going to be a lot of fun for people.
Yeah, we brought the boardwalk back again this year. This was something that we really started to build up last year, where we bring in carnival rides, carnival games, food. We got live music out there, and we're actually going to do it for 2 days, not just on game day. So we're starting bringing the carnival back on Friday night from 5 to 9 out in Lot 41, which is right between Beaver Stadium and Medlar Field. And it's just going to be a fun time for the family.
Absolutely.
Yep, and so we'll do that all day that Friday night and then jump into Saturday.
Something that people look forward to every year is the apparel and equipment sale.
Yeah, so this is your chance to go and get some of this great Nike gear that we're sporting here at the Coaches Show, and some of the equipment that the Penn State student-athletes use. And it is one of the most popular events that we have each year during Blue-White Weekend. And it'll be at Pagula Ice Arena, like it always is, the morning of the Blue-White game on April 15th. And come on by and load up on some gear. I keep getting more stuff, and my wife tells me you have enough Penn State stuff. You can never have enough Penn State stuff, so that's going to be an awesome opportunity for
the
fans.
I think she just had her birthday, didn't she?
Yeah, so it's today. Yeah,
happy
today.
Birthday
happy
from
birthday.
Us to her.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys don't think I'm in tune with what's going on.
You're all over.
And by the way, you talk about Pagula's going to be a public skate there as well.
Yeah, and that's something that we started actually at one of the games this past fall, where we'll open up the doors and have public the opportunity to come in skate in the arena too. So there's a lot going on Saturday, so we're excited.
New season ticket open house.
Yeah, so if you want to get on board for the season this year, yeah, and are feeling the hype like we are, you can go and stop by the ticket office the whole week, and they'll take you out into the stadium. They'll show you some seats that are available and get you set up with some really good seats to cheer on the Nittany Lions for the season. So there's a lot of hype around that, and we're seeing some great sales so far.
And for everybody, there's also going to be an opportunity. There's going to be a tent set up dealing with the new Legacy Plaza, which is going to be located on Curtin Road next to the, of course, famed South End Zone. This is going to be great. It's going to feature the wins, the seasons, the undefeated seasons, the bowl appearances, the 30 national award winners, Heisman Trophy winner. 22 seems to be a good number here at this school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Good job, Capoletti. So, there's bricks, pavers, everything. So that's something else to look for forward as well on the weekend. And what to you, Chris, is something that you're really looking forward to seeing besides, obviously, the carnival and the boardwalk?
Yeah, it's just great to have all of our Penn State fans who are usually in town for a football weekend come and enjoy Happy Valley in the spring. I mean, it really feels like the spring is here when they all start rolling in down through the streets. And we're excited to kind of make a whole deal out of the whole weekend and have our fans support all of our student-athletes who are competing throughout the 3 days of the weekend. And just get back in Beaver Stadium. I mean, you can't beat it. So.
And by the way, the Beaver Stadium run for Special Olympics, which is their biggest fundraiser every year, will take place as usual on Sunday. But instead of finishing at the 50, since he was the honorary starter for all the other years, this will honor Franco Harris. They will finish at the 34.
Great.
So congratulations on that. That's really cool. Chris, it is always a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. You guys do such great work.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Blue White Weekend is going to be fun. Dick Girardi, basketball next, then Brian Tripp. As we continue from the field at Toffrey's, the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter, and the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks, ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? One where everything seems to work just the opposite of the way you'd expect? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Mountain Dew Zero Sugar defies all the odds of the normal physics of flavor, because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open and try it, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. And Mountain Dew Zero Sugar comes in awesomely exhilarating flavors, like original Dew Zero Sugar, with its incomparable blast of neon citrus flavor, Mountain Dew Spark Zero Sugar, with its bold take on classic raspberry lemonade flavor, and Mountain Dew Major Melon Zero Sugar, with its unmistakable Dew twist on watermelon flavor. Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, where nothing plays by the rules, especially not Mountain Dew. I'm not even sure gravity applies here, but then nothing's really floating away, so I guess it does. Try the incredible flavors of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, all Dew.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The Nittany Lions play here. This is Nittany Lion Basketball from Learfield.
24/7.
Family Clothesline and State College has the perfect gear for every Penn State fan. We have officially licensed Penn State clothing and merchandise from quality brands like Nike, Yeti, Vera Bradley, and more. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
I'm Coach James Franklin. Penn State University has become my home. The players are like family to me. My approach to coaching has always been about people and helping them be the best they can be. When I think about what I want from my financial partner, I want them to be people-focused and to champion my financial goals. PSECU checks all those boxes. PSECU members have access to competitive banking products and services, as well as member-exclusive tools designed to help them achieve more. Visit PSECU.com and become a member today.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
The Penn State Department of Intercollegiate Athletics would like to recognize the Nittany Lions' official Keystone Corporate Partners, Highmark Because Life, Penn State Health, the official healthcare provider for Penn State Athletics, Pepsi, That's What I Like, and PSECU, presenting partner of Penn State Football. Thanks to our Keystone Corporate Partners for your support of Penn State Athletics and for helping us create a lifetime of impact for all of our student athletes.
Telling you, the Corey Classic, the chance, it's unbelievable.
It is that.
It really is unbelievable. All right, so let's get to, for the past 19 seasons, everyone knows who listens to the broadcast that this is actually the brains of the operation, Dick Girardi, DJ, long time no see. And after being with me all this time, I don't blame him. I would have hung up on me, too. All right, we'll get to him in a moment. We'll talk about the Penn State basketball season and run down what has gone on with the Nittany Lions and essentially how the program has built to this point and the sustainability of this kind of building moving forward. That's what we're going to talk about with him. Then we'll talk with Brian Tripp, the NCAA Men's Ice Hockey Championships coming up. They'll be in Allentown. Michigan Tech will be the first one. Remember, there are 16 teams in the NCAA Men's Ice Hockey Tournament. Well, you win two in Allentown, you're in the Frozen Four, which this year will be at Amalie Arena in Tampa. And we'll talk to Brian about that and about the road to get there, because Penn State has been high in the rankings all season long. There was no doubt that they were going to get in. And on top of that, there was no doubt that they were going to be a team that strongly felt that they were going to be a number two seed, which is what they ended up being in the region as a number two seed in Allentown, and that is going to be a home ice advantage. Now, Michigan and Colgate will be the other teams that will be involved in the Allentown region coming up as well, and then the two winners will meet on Sunday, so we're looking forward to that. Sweet 16 action is taking place. Kansas State and Michigan State playing at Madison Square Garden. That game is tied at 5 early with 16:42 to go. And I think we have Dick now. DJ, welcome. Great to have you with us. Well, I think I heard him.
Steve?
Yeah, we are. The great man himself, the brains of our operation, without question. Dick, over the last 6 years, Penn State has won 20 or more three different times. Over the last 6 years, they won an NIT, would have been in the tournament in 2020, were in the tournament and won a round in 23. What does that tell us about what Penn State basketball can be?
Yeah, and I think this is the best six-year run, certainly in the three-decade season they've been in the Big Ten. You know, as you said, 320-win seasons, would have been two NCAA tournaments, an NIT championship, top 50 in the Ken Palm, five of the last 6 years. Yeah, I think the fact that they were able to recruit in Philadelphia for the first time was huge. And the caliber of players, the Mark Stevens in the NBA, I think Seth Lundy will have a big shot at it. I think Jalen Pickett will have a shot at the NBA. So that tells you kind of where the state of the program is. You know, it just didn't happen over the last month, but those 18 days in March will be unforgettable. From March 1st to March 18th, every game was a playoff game. Some actually were playoff games.
Yeah.
The two regular season games, the four Big Ten tournament games, two NCAA games. I think in the 19 years you and I have been doing this together, that's certainly the best extended run of any Penn State team that we've had.
No question. From February 14th on to the end, it was unreal. They won 9 of their last 12. 7 of those 9 wins were against NCAA tournament teams. And when we were in Chicago, Seth Lundy not only had a terrific tournament, you and I both felt that Seth was not only the best Penn State player in the tournament, he may have been the best player in the tournament. What did you see in him? Because we've watched him for 4 years.
Yeah, I think the culmination of everything that he had worked on, he was spectacular. I mean, if you think of some of the plays in the Illinois game, the drive to the basket, the finishes, the up and unders, the three-point shooting, the defense. I mean, he set himself up to do what he announced yesterday, announced for the NBA draft. There's no question in my mind he's an NBA player. It's just a question of whether, you know, what team likes him. And will he get drafted to this spot? I hope he does, because he certainly deserves it.
There's certainly a development in him, because here's a guy who's going to forego. He's foregoing his COVID season is what he's doing, because he was here four years. Where did he develop, Dick, from the guy that we saw get 18 at Purdue as a true freshman to the product that we saw, especially over the last 3 to 4 weeks?
Yeah, I thought in the last 2 years he became a plus defender. I don't think he was that first 2 years of his career. he became a more confident player. He could play in the mid-range. He obviously is a tremendous three-point shooter. And I think he is the prototype of the modern NBA small forward. Can guard any position, can shoot with unlimited range, certainly can finish around the basket, good rebounder. So, yeah, every part of his game got better as each year went on. And obviously this was his best year. And I think, unfortunately, Stevie got lost in how good Jalen Pickett was. And Jalen got every accolade he should have. But people didn't realize Steph Lundy was also an all-Big Ten player. I know he didn't get voted on any of the top three teams, but he was certainly one of the best 15 players in the league.
I mean, easily one of the best 15. Then there's Jalen. Yeah, not even close. Easily one of the best 15 in this league. Now we get to Jalen Pickett. It's the first time in 68 years that Penn State has had an All-American. We watched him for 2 years. In the end, what kind of player did we see?
Maybe the smartest player I've ever seen on a basketball court in college. And I've seen some pretty smart players.
Yes, you have.
He saw the game through older eyes than he actually is. There wasn't a play he never saw developing before everybody else. So the stuff, the stats, like he did, points, assists, rebounds, in an unprecedented way. Only one player's done it in the last three decades. And to put up these things is the first 2,800, 700 season in NCAA, a career in NCAA history.
Yeah.
Shows you what kind of a player he was. So, yeah, it's an absolute joy to watch. And he would, if you said who was the main reason for this happening this year, the answer is Jalen Pickett.
Right. No question. Miles Dredd played his fifth season here. His career now at Penn State is done. Miles and Seth represented not just this team, but they represented John Hara, Mike Watkins, Lamar Stevens. We start going through all the names of that 20 team, and they kept in touch with them during this run. What did a Miles Dredd mean to this program over 5 years?
I think everything, and I think Miles said it himself really well. Like, he would never have wanted to be anywhere else. He was sort of promoting the program, hey, other people should come here. But, yeah, he represented everything you like about college sports, and the fact that he made sure he stayed in touch with all those teammates from 3 years ago. It didn't get a chance to play in the tournament. It was very cool that he got that chance, and it was like he was playing for all of them.
Andrew Funk, he comes in from Bucknell, had 1 year, and in the 1 year made a great impression. When you look at him, do you see somebody who can do something at a next level someplace, maybe not? I mean, you know, everybody always thinks about the three-letter league, but what did you see in him?
Well, I would say at the very least, Steve, he's going to get somebody's camp.
Yep.
When you make 8 out of 10 threes in an NBA game, and it's still league that values a three-point shot, I think he's at least going to get a look at the worst that happens to Andrew is he can have a long professional career somewhere because he's got the one skill that is most valuable in basketball today. He can shoot and he can shoot from anywhere.
And what a big, it makes an incredible difference. DJ, an incredibly fun run for Penn State basketball, and we're looking forward to the future.
You got it. Thanks, Steve.
Dick Girardi, for 19 seasons, we have been together on Penn State basketball broadcast, and to be honest with you, the last 5 weeks of watching this team play were as much fun as we've had in the 19 seasons. And there's still more fun to come, all right? Just stay tuned. We'll come back with more in a moment. We'll talk about the NCAA Men's Ice Hockey Championships as we continue on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Penn State fans, football is back, and let's celebrate with a crunch. Elevate your game experience by choosing from Utz's winning lineup of deliciously fresh and crunchy snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. They're good, and they're made in Pennsylvania, just like our own Nittany Lions. From your home to the RV lot to the senior zone, come ready to play with Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics.
We're here for the home team. They give us hope and remind us what we can achieve together. For more than 50 years, Penn State Health has been Pennsylvania's home team. For regular checkups, breakthrough research, the region's only children's hospital, and more.
guiding us through some of our biggest moments. We're here for the home team because the home team is here for us. Learn more at PennStateHealth.org/team.
Family Clothesline and State College has the perfect gear for every Penn State fan. We have officially licensed Penn State clothing and merchandise from quality brands like Nike, Yeti, Vera Bradley, and more. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
Today's game is sponsored by Progressive Insurance, here to help you score big savings. To see how much you can save on auto insurance, visit progressive.com. This is Penn State Basketball from Learfield.
Tough Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Tough Trees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Tough Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit TopTrees.com for more information. Tough Trees Golf Resort in State College.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter. And the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
Lions, Tigers, and tailgates. Oh my. The college football season is always a great time of year. Besides the jerseys, the face paint, and the foam fingers, there's the food. And nothing gets you more fired up for game day than Eckridge smoked sausage. They're naturally hardwood smoked and have the perfect blend of spices. From buffalo sausage dip to sausage chili mac and cheese, Eckridge smoked sausage is a quick way to bring flavor to all your tailgate meals. Visit Eckridge.com for easy, one-of-a-kind sausage recipes. Eckridge, you do you.
Hey, this hockey season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink for watching hockey. Pepsi, that's what I like, proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions.
You want to know why we promote the Corey Classic? Because that read was classic Corey.
Wow. Audio radiance for the radio audience.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so... You did mention hockey, and we're at the Penn State Coaches Show here at the Field of Tough Trees, presented by Pepsi. Brian Tripp, the outstanding play-by-play voice of Penn State men's ice hockey, now joins us. Brian, welcome.
Steve, great to be with you.
Ended up being a number two seed, which I know didn't surprise you because they've been so high in the rankings all season long, but what did it mean in terms of the trip that they can have through the tournament to be a two seed?
Yeah, well, the NCAA hockey tournament is unique, and no matter what seed you are, if you are hosting, you have an opportunity to play in the venue in which your institution is hosting at. So the chance to play at PPL Center in Allentown was guaranteed once Penn State made the tournament. Right. Being a number two seed certainly changes the opponent that you're playing, and Penn State was between Michigan Tech, and you get to this time of year. Look, every team is good, but there's a difference between playing a Minnesota State or a Michigan Tech than Boston University, which had a tremendous performance today, or Cornell, or some of those teams that have had so much success throughout the course of the season. And then the last thing is, being a number two seed, is you get lax change out there on the ice. So
right.
Guy and his staff will be able to dictate matchup every time that they have the opportunity to make a line change, and the other team won't have that you get as the lower seed.
Right, because as the two seed, you're quote the home team.
Correct.
Right? So you get to make the last change on the ice. It's been a little bit since they played. How quickly will you tell in a game the difference between rust and rest?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. It's a really good question. I'll tell you, they've done everything they can to try to simulate game action the last, it's going to be 18 days between games. And Guy leaned heavily on his leadership and the players to find out what they needed to do to be at their best. Now, Michigan Tech did not play last weekend as well.
Right.
That being said, there's a long time between March 5th when Penn State last played and then the game coming up tomorrow on the 24th of March. So I think you're looking at the beginning of the game, and it's interesting because, right, you get to the postseason, there's always that feeling out process. I'm just looking at passes. Are they putting passes on tape? Are they able to get the shots off from wherever they may want to get those shots off from? They're probably going to have their legs, but it's how do you simulate, you know, the first time you feel contact for the first time in a game action in 18 days, and let alone it being in an NCAA tournament game against a really good defensive team where space and time is going to be at such a premium.
As last season went along, Soulier was getting more and more opportunities. Still came into the season, people wondered, okay, could he carry the load the entire time? You watched him all season long. What makes him a playoff goalie?
Well, I think the way that he performed last year at the end of the year in the postseason, he elevated his play in big games, and then he did it again in the Big Ten tournament against Ohio State, making a program record 55 saves in a game where Penn State really was not all that good. In game two of that series, it was an elimination game, and he single-handedly, along with Kevin Wall, helped force a game three in that series, and he was outstanding in that third game this year. So I think every time he's faced, whether it was going on the road at Ohio State, going on the road at Minnesota last year in the Big Ten tournament, where it was a do-or-die situation, the Big Ten tournament this year, because Penn State knew they'd be in the NCAA tournament, because the pairwise wasn't do-or-die, but he elevated his performance. I think throughout the course of the season, he's been really steady. He's been really consistent. Whenever he's had a game that maybe isn't up to his standards, and look at Taki, anytime the puck goes in, everyone wants to look at the goaltender immediately. Just because the puck's in the back of the net, it's not always on the goalie. But there were a couple of stretches where I think he faced some adversity, but he never changed who he was. Confident, the group in front of him feeds off of his confidence, and I think he's been so steady all year long, great athlete, really composed, and a great competitor. You have to feel really good about having him and his makeup going into a tournament game like this.
It's interesting because going into the season, I think many people felt that the proverbial had to outscore teams, win 7-5, things like that. That's not how this season played out. They were a much better defensive team than people realized. Goalie and defenseman, that's part of it, but what was the commitment from the forwards that allowed them to be a better defensive team?
Yeah, guys talked about it, that they made a tweak last year a little bit to what they want to do defensively, and you're right. Having guys like Thor Linden, Kevin Wall, Connor McEachran, Connor McMenamin as your leaders and your upperclassmen and seniors on the team who are committed to playing a 200-foot game, then that breeds that over to the other players on your roster. So I think the forwards did a big part in getting back defensively, but the young core that they had, Tyler Gratton and Jared Crespo, Carter Shade on the blue line, the freshmen really picked it up faster. They moved puck fast and got it out of their own end. So yeah, the defensive numbers were better, but part of it is because the offensive instincts that the defensemen they have on their roster have, where you're not spending time defending in your own zone. And in Guy's case, he'll tell you the best defense can be a great offense.
Right. There's no question. Possession, they get a lot of shots. There's no question about that.
One of the best face-off teams, too.
Yeah, and outstanding. You know, if you're winning 60, 65% of the face-offs, that's phenomenal. And they've been able to do that. Offensively, they get a lot of chances. Do you like the quality of chance that they had down the stretch?
I do. I don't think the puck was going in for them. I thought they were starting to fight the puck a little bit and get frustrated.
Yeah.
They played well in a lot of those games. But, you know, they scored two or less in seven of their last eight. They broke through once at home against Wisconsin. I thought they developed a lot of really good chances on the road in that Big Ten tournament series, game, particularly the last game, the game three, the deciding game at Ohio State. I think the thing in that series going against the great goaltender that Ohio State has in Jakub Dobesz, you can see a goaltender who's fairly similar to that, not as big, but Blake Pietila, who's Michigan Tech goalie, he's up for the Hobie, he's up for the Richter Award, the best player and best goaltender in college hockey. It's not so much that first chance. It's about working hard and getting to the dirty areas to get that second, third, fourth chance, because it probably is going to take a greasy goal to beat a guy like that. Now, I watched Michigan Tech. They got shut out by Northern Michigan 4-0 in their conference tournament semifinals. And something that really plagued them in that game was the speed that Northern Michigan had on the wing. And they gave up a lot of odd man rushes. I think the speed of Penn State in a game like this could be a real difference maker against a team from the CCHA, which, again, isn't a bad conference, but they haven't played the caliber of schedule that Penn State played all year.
And they're also not a high-scoring outfit. This is a team that will try to beat you in low-scoring games. So you mentioned that. that key, the speed. What can the pace of the game mean in terms of how we watch it play out?
Yeah, no doubt about that. I think playing to your pace means getting an early goal and getting the lead on these guys.
Playing,
if they get the lead, they're like
huge.
Notre Dame.
Yep.
Very similar to Notre Dame. I think that's the easiest way to summarize it for any Penn State fans out there not familiar with the Huskies. You want to get with the lead. You play with your tempo. Make them chase the game. Because this is a team, Steve, they have 9 wins this year in one goal game. They're very comfortable.
Yeah.
2-1 to them may feel like 3 or 4 to 1 just because of the goaltender they have and the defense that they've had. And their PK has been really good. So if Penn State gets a power play opportunity, and Penn State struggled on the power play, you don't feel like that could be an equalizer in the game as well because this team's PK has been so good, too.
Because I think there's a psychology to this. If Penn State, for example, if things go well and they get a 2-goal lead in a game like this and an opponent like that, that's like having a 4-goal lead.
Yeah, they're only middle of the pack in scoring
right.
nationally. And
exactly.
That's the CHA. Penn State, for people can say, well, they didn't score as much as they wanted to down the stretch. They're still a top 15 offensive team in college hockey this year, and they still like the pieces that they have. And I think Kevin Wall played his best hockey, and you lean on the maturity of your lineup. In a game like this, the maturity and the speed, I think, could be a real difference maker for them. And they're hungry. Being around them this week, they have something to prove. They didn't like the end of the year that they had. But I'll tell you, everything built to this moment, playing in Allentown, less than 3 hours from campus, 2 wins from going to the Frozen Four, and I like their opening round matchup a lot.
Yeah, and the other part, too, I think that it's suddenly after now you're playing teams that aren't in the Big Ten. I think there's more open ice than they've seen in a while.
I really do think the lack of familiarity will really, really help them. It's just a unique style that they play. It's a different brand. Their speed, again, speed is the important thing, but then following it up with the urgency and having the want to win battles, retrieve pucks, and get those second and third opportunities to the net, I think that's where that can make the difference against a great goaltender who's top 5 in the country and wins save percentage and goals against. Yeah, he really is outstanding.
Ryan, outstanding. The broadcast will be great, and hopefully the team's even better. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Brian Tripp, the voice of the Nittany Lion men's ice hockey team, playing in Allentown in the NCAA tournament. 2 wins away from the Frozen Four. Step one coming up in Allentown against Michigan Tech. Our thanks to all of our guests for joining us here. We're coming back the week of the blue-white game. We'll have that for you here at the field at Toft Trees. It's the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi. Our thanks to Roger Corey, Bob Taylor. Thanks for joining us on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
This has been the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi. That's what I like. Proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Penn State Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.